Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to Yehuda, 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 Noah and Bessa. Listen to Yehuda, Noah and Bessa. Radi, 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 Radi.
You're listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi, T.K. Eras I. Adonis and the Rastafari, Chavirim of the Lion of Judah Society Online Logest.org. כולכם מאזינים לרדיו תלמידי רסטפארי בהשתתפות ידון בן חייל בן קושי פקה רס אי אדוניס והחברים הרסטפארי של אגודת אריה יהודה אונליין לוג'ס נקודה אורג.
Discipleship Radio.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Upper room.
You got to touch your finger on your golden pen to write your name up there. You got to touch your finger on your golden pen to write your name up there. Your finger on your golden pen to write your name up here. You got to touch your finger on your golden pen. Each and everyone touch your finger on your golden pen to write your name up here. Finger on your golden pen to write your name up here. You got to touch your finger on your golden pen. Each and everyone touch your finger on your golden pen to write your name up here. Your finger on your golden pen to write your name up there. Touch your finger on your golden pen to write your name up there. Touch your finger on your golden pen to write your name up there.
Thank you.
Your finger and your golden pen.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yeah! Well, I suggest like smoke to the eyes and vinegar to the teeth, so all the slug bars to them that send them. Some of them are for left from boy and then come to speak on down black people pick them. So the giant all them is, you know. Just how we have to hear. Time to pretend. It's I and I create these problems. And if your heart is your whole, all this war would end. For the sake of the children, make the children secure home. And no time to pretend. It's I and I create the problems. And if your heart is your whole, all this war would end. For the sake of the children, tell them refrain from the negative. Life is for all and yet the bread we live. Some no really want to see the world as it is. So them get caught with all the things where them a build foundation for set. We got to do it quick out for kind of vex. There ain't no easy way about this. Some sidestep, some comfy trick. Them wrong concept or devil them a worship. Make the children secure home and no time to pretend. I and I create these problems. And if your heart is your horse, this war would end. With this here comfy children, make the children secure home. And no time to pretend. It's I and I cause the problems. And if your heart is really yours, war would end. For the sake of the children, yeah, with all the troubles that come, you've got to overcome and be sure to take your place. Aye, letting your ego get you down, having you for it fun. I wonder what could it take. Sam told him, sir, him not see me. Oh gosh, I say I was praising Jah. He inspired me a whole lot. Look at them, idly them touch. A high girl on the children in the rock, but just make them secure home. Has no time to pretend. It's I and I cause these problems. And if your heart is really yours, war would end. With this year can't be till chop. Make them secure home. Has no time to pretend. It's I and I cause these problems. And if your heart is yours, everything would amend. With this year can't be children. Hey, right. For I shall speak of excellent things. The opening of thy lips shall be right things. My mouth speaketh truth. Wickedness is an abomination unto I listen the Lord thy God. Just a warning. Hey, hey. That's the I'm calling. Yo, just make them secure hold. And no time to pretend. It's I and I cause these problems. And if your heart is really yours, one would have been. With the sake of the children, just make them secure hold. And no time to pretend. It's I and I cause these problems. And if your heart is really yours, war would a end. With the sake of the children, Bobby said refrain from your negative. Life is for all and yet you pray to live. Some not really want to see the world as it is. They caught it all, the little things of them are built foundation for such. We have to do it, kick up a guy in a bitch. There ain't no easy way about this. Some are sidestep, some are trick. Wrong concept, a devil, them are worship. Just make the youth them secure home. And no time to pretend. I and I cause these problems. And if your heart is your home, all you want
would. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Don't you get tired sometimes of having to apologize? Well, check this one out, classic. Here, here, here. Owl.
Yo, Dada. 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 Yo, hold on. Me, man, bread bar. You see them putting out the paper? I'm talking about if I apologize to Batty boy. Apologize for what? If I apologize to Jah. Gunshot them forget.
Now this is an anthem. Blaze up the fire, push up your hands, them. Big up the lioness with the lion, them. Fire burn! I'ma say holy man, we like King Selassie, I jump. Rastafari. It is good to give thanks unto the Most High King Selassie and sing praise unto his name, Most High Joe. Rastafari to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings. Alright, take it to them, King. Beautiful people, collect to love you. But here's the judgment. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this King Selassie, I'm a gunshot, your boy. See me do one of the girls, I'm causing them of the joy. In the lake of fire, me that's your boy. Bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black people, I'm a gun, we shot your boy. See me do one of the girls, I'm causing them of the joy. In the lake of fire, me that's your boy. Girls them sexy and them pussy fat, yeah, all the girls, the boys, them looking at some boy, bow down. Bow down doing what? Nothing in the world could ever have me doing that. I don't care if they ban me, damn myself a bun, but man, you care around me. Yo, me no ban over England, no real African, this real, real, real Rastaman, this boom. Rastaman, don't apologize to nobody, boy. You're this black people, then me gun with such a boy. See me the world of the girls, I'm class of them, me from the dying and the lake of fire. Me that's your boy. We no apologize to nobody, boy. This King Selassie, then me go to the your boy. Inna the lake of fire, me that's your ahoy. Give me the girls because of them, I'm up in joy. Go on like them smart and go on like them crafty. Yo, shoot them inna them all, them too fucking nasty. The girl them have the pussy and the stiff city and the cute face and the boy them walk past it. Damn, it's the lyrical fight. This alone make them fret. Inna the biblical days, me used to stone them to death. Whoa, the sex to girls, them me sex. And when me say, bone body man, no vex. Damn, bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, then me gun will shot your boy. See me the whole of the girl, them cause of them, the puppy die. Inna the lake. Fire me, that's your boy. Rasta man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, then my gun will kill you. Boy, give me the girls because of them, I'm gonna be joy. Wow! Where them come from? No must them parents, so how the fuck them brand the wrong way? And I ride and rearing, alright. Big piece of glad disappear them. Come at them, so we don't fear them. Damn! We don't walk in a Batman yard. We don't give a fuck if them ban we from Scotland Yard. Yo! King Selassie born Babylon because them a fraud. Me and the king and another love. Rastaman, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you this black woman, them the gun will shot your boy. Them the cats and gas because of them the bubbly dry. And the lake of fire, me dash you. Rastaman, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you this black woman, them the gun will shot your boy. In the lake of fire, well, there's some of that's your boy. Give me the girls because of them the bubbly dry. Joy. But say, push up the lights of them, blaze up the torch. When me done burn them motherfuckers, let them roast them all leave a patch. Fuckers, well I was soon them out. And this for the rats, why would I start? Well, bad man, don't apologize to nobody, boy. If you're this black woman, me gunshot your boy. Give me the will of the girls because of them, I'm up in joy. Now the lake of fire, me dash your boy. Yo! Yeah, go and read the Bible and read Leviticus. You live in a clean land and you can live with us. What the hell they do? Trying to ban me from the UK, motherfuckers, I'm from Ethiopia, Africa. Yo, straight to Zimbabwe, yeah. Pray Selassie every night and every day. And text the girl and get her youth, don't go away. Cause bad man don't apologize to no Batty boy. Fire burn them.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1 and 13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2 and 42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The open of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
Tell you never saw when I quit.
You're rocking with Disciple DJ, Caribbean Praise Lee.
Tell the devil seven now quit. You can't go and go tell the devil seven now quit. Yo, yes. Tell the devil seven now quit. Let them can't keep them blood money we no want it. Every day me want to fill up with your spirit, so that everything you feel, God me feel it. Me want minister with your strength and by your power, and whatever you desire, just reveal and me will speak it. God give something when you fill up with the spirit. You become untouchable, better believe it. It's like the blood over the door, temptations come back no more. The devil see your destiny and don't believe it. Give something when you fill up with the Holy Ghost. It's like the Holy Spirit living on your innermost. It's like the Jeremiah fire. Evil desire, retire, Holy Spirit, fill me, don't give me a woman. Fill me with your spirit, Jesus, fill me with your spirit. Holy Ghost, be bound, full up by your spirit, Jesus, fill me with your spirit. Oh, God, me.
Come on, tell me, liar, oh, wherever you then. Put the tools you can put up at that hill you then. No, it's a wicked Christ, I'll miss your favor. No, it's a wicked Christ, like Sean of Raven. Well, if I got to come to,
I decide for this, you know.
It don't make sense for turn out, I know I had on your money. Come from the
ego.
The father said,
come on, tell me, liar, oh, wherever you then. Put the two shoes you put up out like Bill Laden. No rest for the wicked Christ, I'll miss you up here, but none of it up it up like Sean of Raven. Well, if I got to come to, straight to, I got me a good do, me a good do. It don't make sense for turn out, I know a hall and your molly comes from the floor.
He's got a road in it.
For God's sake, come to, straight
He's got the world in his hands.
Me do, me a go through, me say me gone. Me nah go look back no more, cause eternally me safe and secure.
Me say me been there, me done that, me done got the t-shirt from New York to London, jammed down straight to T-Dot. Me fi say me perfect and done no wrong, and no me that. Enough time me slip on a job and I get broke up like C-Lot. If I ever me fall off fast, me have to get up back. The longer me step on the gun, the hardest thing to get back and jack. Me can't afford this track, cause me constant and the right track. But me ready if it go through with me, well I'm a intact.
Well if I got to come to, straight to, I got me a to do, me a to do. It don't make sense for turn out, I know a hall and your molly comes from the floor.
He's got the world in his hand, he's got the world in his hand.
White like the Elvis Presley. You are bleach, road boy bleach for you so sexy. Black is beautiful, yes, black is beautiful.
You take a
bleach me for you, cause me love organic. Nah diamond knops, cause me love organic. Nah change me nose with no plastic.
Me
black and me proud and me love organic. Don't know to me to cause she love organic. She no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear body parts and straight say them sexy.
Me black and me proud and me love organic.
You have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good in a need, no compliment. The boy take it in your face because I am paid. You ready to rather be a single and live under a ten card. You don't go put up with domestic violence. Cause God send you dump on a big assignment. No boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause you could be the next black president. Look out for the bully, them and the fake friends. No matter make nobody tell you if you kill yourself. Cause we only have one life to live, no make fear, can't tell me, jump over on a bridge.
You me now bleach me face, come in love, oh God, get me. Now diamond knops, come in love, oh God, get me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud, I'm in love, oh God.
Oh, and me take a breath, me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the freedom when me feel. Oh, when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. The top don't call me me. Cause when me take a free, yeah, when me take a free, take a free. Me can't believe the thing them when me see. Cause when me take a free, take a free. When me take a free, me see the world, yeah, I want to flee. Cause when me take a free, me go a wedding, me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see no.
German the beat. German the beat. German the beat.
When me take a free. So me kick back and I meditate.
I decide to
be real. I come from King of One in a mankind. Somebody has to get up on you. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me a fi drop down for me knee. Cause when me take a pre, yeah. When me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a pre, take a pre. When me take a pre, me see that world, yeah. I want to flee. So when me take a pre, me go a wedding. Me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see nothing. When me take a pre, me see no. Bandilan, but me look, but me couldn't see no tea. When me take a pre, entertain or blind themselves. Just forget little publicity. When me take a pre, me never know the man could have been said. Till one day when me hear Tommy. Tommy, when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me a finch up to God for me.
Signs of the time, signs of the time, signs of the time. Reasoning, I out from wake up this morning and brush my teeth. Me a tell the whole of them the most I agree.
When me take a pre. So me kick back and I meditate and
burn them.
Me realize that something I go on in a mankind. Somebody have to go take a look. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me a fi drop down for me knee. Cause when me take a pre, yeah. When me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. Cause when me take a pre, take a pre. When me take a pre, me see that world, yeah. I want to flee. So when me take a pre, me go a wedding, me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see nothing. When me take a pre, me see no. From me land, but me look, and me couldn't see no see. When me take a pre, entertain or blind themselves. Just forget little publicity. When me take a pre, me never know the man could have been say. Till one day when me hear me, when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that when me see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me a fi drop to God for me. So when me take a pre, yeah. When me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing me I see. So when me take a pre, take a pre. When me take a pre, me see the world, yeah. I want to flee. So when me take a pre, young girl of the hottest hairstyle and can't buy diaper for the pygmy. When me take a pre, politician want more property while the poor can't buy a cup of tea. When me take a pre, no heart is a broad like coward. Before Europe, I make money. When me take a pre, the only man the Christian bow to, and Jesus son of the Almighty. Yo, so me take a pre, then another look. Then me take another steer straight in the holy book. Me see why God wrath till the place shook. Come and worship anything. Come, vote, Twitter and Facebook. Me not trust sight. Sometimes me wonder if me I them have the right. Who did ban black? How come you turn white? And if it don't follow it, how come by your skin man? When me take a pre, yeah. When me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing the woman see. When me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me a fi bust down for me.
Signs of the time, signs of the time, signs of the time. Really, from wake up this morning and brush my teeth. Me a tell you all of them the most I do it. And if a badness you approach it, my youth me a tell you to stop it and nobody do it. Come on, shoes a fi reach when me touch the street. Me nah say nobody can this, but if you try, my God a protect me yeah, because him no sleep. Yeah, in the beginning God make a damn fi eat. That's right. So me can't understand how some man a program of them good good wife and I tell her feeling. Me see the signs of the time, them no for them no see it is like the devil blind. First I run red for the dollar sign. Swing to the cross, step away from the landmine.
The devil is a liar and him want to see me bone. From me get saved, them no love on me tone. They keep God deep praise and me fling the devil down. Fling the devil down, you know me fling the devil down. From life in a me body and the breath in a me lung. Now praise the Buddha, no me sorry, Mr. Chung. Jesus this ass blow the top. All up on me tongue, all up on me tongue.
Holy God!
Then read him out. Different generation. What to say the loss at any cost? The devil is a liar and him want to see me bone. From me get saved, them no love on me tone. Me see God deep praise and me fling the devil down. Fling the devil down, you know me fling the devil down. From life in a me body and the breath in a me lung. Now praise the Buddha, no me sorry, Mr. Chung. Jesus, no the tapi wall up on me tongue. Wall up on me tongue, it happy wall up on. Them so old me talk so bad, not whom me come from jam dung. In a pot walk, big up tree in a one. The Holy Ghost the Father and Jesus the Son. Jesus the Son in a me life number one.
Save my soul, save my soul. Jesus alone can save my soul.
I'm before I think you know, that's why me no worry me self. Things not go good, me no worry me self. You are God, me no worry me self. I know you got my back again, hey. Jesus, I know that every breath I breathe you give back. Every ear on my head you number. I'm before I think you know, Jesus. No matter how rough me number climb. You want the ship and we go and take the rocky ride. Real God man, so we not compromise. Face them pile up but still faithful in our time. Christ always make a way. Take care of the birds and we take care of they. Bleaky now but tomorrow brighter day. Matthew 6:25, go look where it says. Hey, that's why me no worry myself. Things not go good, me no worry myself. You are God, me no worry myself. I know you got my back.
Jamming the beat, jamming the beat.
Jamming the beat.
Bon again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 51.
Mizmor nun aleph lam natseach mizmor le David. Bevo elav natan han nabi. כאשר בא אל בת שבע, 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 אל בת שבע.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving
kindness. Honneni Elohim kechasdecha,
kechasdecha, kechasdecha, kechasdecha, kechasdecha, kechasdecha.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression.
Kerov rachamecha mehe feshaai,
mehe feshaai, mehe feshaai, mehe feshaai, mehe feshaai, mehe feshaai.
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftah. Tiftah, 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 tiftah,
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi yagit tehillatecha,
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 tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, I wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar, 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 upon thine altar.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 51. And this psalm reminds me of this tune right here, here, here. Do we have our brother here? And Shakur. Yeah, I think that's Shakur.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay. Never left me out. Oh yeah, I'm never in doubt from all of my pain and all of my
grief. Yes, yes, yes. And Jacure right there. You know, and it says like, cleanse me, cleanse me. Not for the dirt, not which is not for my skin. Cleanse me. Cleanse me, not from my skin, you know, in the psalm that's translated, you know, wash me, I should be whiter than snow, right? But in the true context, right, in the true presence, perception of faith, Jacure has that right there, you know, where he says to like, wash me thoroughly, you know what I mean? But not from my skin. Cleanse my soul, talking about what's going on within the skin. Right, cleanse me not from my skin, you know, so wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, not from my skin, but from my sin, from my akri, right, speaking of the inner, the irritical, spiritual, psychical nature, right, so cleanse me not from my skin, right, my skin is good, God bless me with my skin, with the melanin, he bless me with my skin, but what I have done in the skin, with my sin, my ukri, that's what the cleanse, wash me, wash I, and I should be whiter than snow, speaking spiritually, iritically, psycho-spiritually, I cleanse me, not from my skin, but from my sin, you know, what I've done in the skin, he bless me with my skin. I have my skin. I am black, you know, brown, reddish brown. Yes, I, as the earth, as the ground that he has created in his image after his likeness. This is Adam, the Adama. But cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse I. Why should I should be whiter than snow in my soul from my sin, my ugly, not from my skin. Get it right. Heal up, praise be. His divine majesty and praise be to my brother Jacure with that tune right there. Yes, I, Rastafari. This is Ras Yadam. This is Yadi. This is Yadi. Yes, I, Yadam. BK, Ben, Kushi. Yes, I, praise be his majesty. Gurman Kamal, Haile Selassie. Hakadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. Veshem Yeshua, HaMashiach.
Showers of blessing, more than it shows. without the wash. You're incomplete. Not from the dirt, nor from my skin. Paint my soul for more sin. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The most I dwell up in a simple places where there's love and no hatred. Babylon system so complicated. Can't even breathe. You'll be suffocating.
I try to trigger, I try to
over. Save the dirt, no from my skin. Save my soul from more sin. Whoa, I don't wanna be fighting anymore. I put my trust in Jah. No, I'm well secure. Showers of blessing.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
Not from the dirt, no
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. E five fold fun. How does this Torah portion? How do we discern? How do we discern? Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, shalom. How do we discern? How do we discern this Torah portion, this reading and feeding before us right here? And also the question, how does it concern I and we? Both corporately, collectively, in the context and sense of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, but also individually, in I individual capacity, and I response, I responsibility. This is the Phineas Torah portion, Phinehas, or Hebraically pointed in some Hebrew versions, Phinehas, Phinehas. The word P, Pi, Po, Pum, Phi, 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 the Phi. Word sound, the Phi, or the Pi, P, Pi, is the mouth. Phineas, this Torah portion, the mouth of the serpent. Literally, from the, as we read the verbal hieroglyph, we have the mouth of the serpent, or brazen. Sometimes this is interpreted as brazen, the brazen mouth, or the mouth of brass. Phineas, Phineas, Phineas. Phi Nahas, Phi Nahas. This is what we say, Phi, Phi. The Phi, the Phi, the P, the Pi. Phi, the Phi, the P, the Pi. I wonder, does Phineas say something to the effect of Phi, Phi, Fo, Funk? I smell the smell of a Midianitish woman, a whore, and one of the sons of Israel defying Moshe, right, and defying the grace to the face. Defying the grace to the face. So here, and this is like about a double tap here. First, the Hebrew, the first words from the Torah portion, reading and feeding from the KJV, the King James Version, then giving the English version. So we pick up right here with the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers. We pick up where we left off at Numbers chapter 25 for this 41st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. So we pick up with Numbers 25 and 10, where it reads, "And Hashem," or in your Bibles, "and the Lord and Jah, Jehovah, spake to Moses," Moshe, "lemor," saying, so here we have the, getting into the first words, "way deber Yahuwah el Moshe lemor." Then the distinctive word is found in verse 11, 25, 11. Phi Nahas, Phineas, Phi Phi. Now the Phi depends on how one's pointed. The Phi, right, probably we'll say Phi Nahas, even in English with a PH, has a PHI. And very interesting, remember that's the mouth. Phi, the Phi, the P, the Pi. Phi Nahas, Phi Nahas, the mouth of the Nahas. Right, the mouth of the Nahas, the Nahas. The Nahas is the serpent. So mouth of the serpent, the Peshat, for the H, 6372. P Nahas, can look it up in the Strong's Concordance. Can put that also in your search, the browser, what is it, Google or whatnot. You know, if you put that H6372, most likely in one of the results will come to P Nahas Phineas. The name of three Israelites. So there are three Israelites in the scriptures, in the Hebrew scriptures, that are named Phineas, Pi Nahas. Now, I would like the eye of them to take a special attention and note. This is what we say, like, P, Pi, right? The Pe, the Pe, the Fe, the Fi, the Fe. The Pe is the mouth. Zoom in right there, we have the mouth. So get it breaking down, right, so we can do the build. Phineas, the name Phineas, two parts. The Fi or the P and the Nahas. Fi, Nahas. First part first, the P or the Fi, the Pi or the Phi, comes from the H6310. The Pe or the Fe. It's a noun, masculine. It refers to the mouth as the means of blowing, whether literal or figurative. Particularly speech, word, sound, and power. May the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be humbly acceptable in thy sight, O he who be, who he be, I and I strength, I and I redeemer. So we have the mouth, specifically the edge, the portion or the side, like of a sword. If somebody says it's the mouth, right, of the sword, it's that side, it's the edge of the sword. They got hit by the mouth of the sword, they got hit by the edge, the portion, the side. In the adverbial sense, with the preposition, the sense of it would be according to. According to, as an adverb, in the adverbial sense, the pe, the fe, the fe, the fe, pe, fe, fe, pe, pe, fe, fe, pe, Pi-ne-has. 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 Now remember, there's the pi. Remember the pi? The pi, the golden means ratio. The pi. So we'd like to study this in a more, as we get to a more advanced level of I-9, reasoning on this in that connection. But the Peshat, first things first, the basics, from low degrees to high degrees in Yahweh, truth and life, the king's highway of his divine majesty, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, the cipher Bamidbar in the wilderness. Phinehas is the son of Eleazar. Eleazar, who is the son of Aharon. Aaron, who is the priest. Here it says that he have turned away. Hashem says that it is Phinehas, Pinehas. Now this is because of where we left off in the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding. In the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding, we had the trespass, the willful, defiant, ratchet trespass of a Israelitish man bringing forward into the camp a whore of the Midianites, a Midianitish woman. Pee, pie, po, pum. I smell the smell of a whorish Midianitish woman. The son, a child of Israel, right? This violation. So what went on? What went on in the previous Torah portion, right, from Balak at the end of the 40th Torah portion, picking up here in the beginning of the 41st. At the 41st degree of I&I studies, we have Phinehas. Phinehas literally is the mouth of the serpent, or translated as brazen mouth. It says in this narrative that Phinehas, Pinehas, Phinehas, who is the son of Eleazar, he is the son of Eleazar, and Eleazar is the son of Aharon, that it's because of him that great wrath did not fall and consume the Bnei Yisrael. So what happened? This great wrath. And another key in this Torah portion is the zealousy. Zealousy, jealousy. He was very zealous. He had a great zeal for my sake, for he who be yod hey wehe for Yahweh's sake. The description of Ha Elohim as jealous, as zealous, might bother some folks, right, who are unstable and unlearned, right? But make we study to show I and I self approve. But the description of Ha Elohim of Jah as jealous, or more correctly, zealous, both of them can apply according to the context, means that he meets out retribution. This is used in connection with the cardinal chatiyat. The cardinal chatiyat, or sin, fuckery, folly, or ukri. There was fuckery, there was folly in the camp. Now see, some are going to be more upset because we said there was fuckery. They were fucking around in the camp in the face of Moshe, right? In the face of Yod Hey Weh Hey, in the face of he who be who we be. So this fuckery, the fuckery had to be deaded on. And Phinehas, Pi Nahas, Phi Nahas, was very zealous. Very zealous, or you could say he was very jealous for he who we be, for Jehovah's sake. So this is used in connection, the idea of jealousy, zealousy, with the cardinal fuckery or folly or lack. Here we find that after the plague, the nega, after the plague, the downstruction, after so many died, there were ones who were still continuing in their lack, in their fuckery, in their folly. And here is where the connection with Phinehas, Phinehas, right, Phinehas comes in. And the connection here with the zealousy is with the cardinal fuckery or sin, chatiyat, or lack of idolatry. Of idolatry. Where do we have this? Well, to the law, and to the prophets. Now, here for the T testify Tuesday, beginning off here, and of course we probably repeat this again, so if one of the ones hear this at another time in the sabbatical study, it's because it's a message here that helps I and I to understand the fullness of it. Right? So on this 41st degree of I-9 study, we're going to reflect on Exodus. Now we have Psalm 119 also in this season too. Psalm 119, going to make that connection right there. But firstly and foremostly, Exodus chapter 20 and 5. Phinehas, in punishing a prince, he punished a prince of Yisrael. He punished a prince. Remember, he's the son, right, of the priest. Phinehas, Phi Pi Pi Nahas, Phinehas, Phi Phi, right? Pi Pi, the Pi, the golden means. The golden means. But this is interesting. The Pi, the Phi, the Phi, Nahas. Phinehas. Phinehas' zeal. What was Phinehas' zeal? What was his zealousy all about? the zealousy, he was zealous not for his own sake. Did Phinehas act because the Israelite prince had done something to him personally? See, a lot of us who act on our own regard, you know, like, oh, you offended me, oh, you trespassed. No. This prince of Israel, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell a lacking prince with a whorish Midianitish woman. Fee, fi, fo, fum. And he acted against them. Phinehas, in punishing at the risk of his own life, a prince, a Nasi, even a Ras, a Rosh, of Yisrael and in Israel, whose offense, what was the offense of this prince that Phinehas punished? I say punished, he jerked it. He jerked him through the belly. Some say the belly's a little bit lower than that, but still you get the idea, right? So the prince, his offense was both idolatry, and put a question mark, what is idolatry? All right, let's get into the, what is Jah cite, and he who be who he be cite? What is idolatry? The prince's offense, his trespass against he who be who he be. So this was not a personal thing. Make we note that. It was not a personal, we're not talking about a personal thing. It was a personal between Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, HaKohen. No. He was zealous for Jah's sake. And what's interesting, we read the narrative from the previous Torah portion at the end of the 40th sabbatical study, right, as we pick up here with chapter 25, verses 10 and 11, mainly at verse 11, picking up. It's those nine other verses. Need we rehearse again those nine verses, the first nine verses of Numbers chapter 25? Perhaps you should rehearse those verses and go over those verses again so you recognize where we're at right here at the 41st degree of the study. So the prince in Israel, who was committing akri, fuckery, folly in the sight of Moshe, in the sight of the children of Israel, who were weeping and seeking to repent from all the death, mayhem, destruction that had happened to the children of Israel. It's just like black people, even in this wilderness of this North Country, this wilderness of America. One and the same. So there was both the double offense, double trouble. All right, this is a double tap, this right here. Usually we always talk about a double tap. It's usually first the Hebrew first words, and then we follow up with the first reasonment. Some of the basic peshat, the plain reasonment on the Torah portion, reading and feeding, both getting a connectivity or a continuity, keeping the continuity or the itinuity between the previous Torah portion and then where we're at right here. All right, so we have both the idolatry and there was immorality. It wasn't just the fact that it was immoral. Some would say, well, it was immoral. It was fornication. It was fornication, right, that was going on in the camp, right? Like that one so-called brethren brought a whore, a Midianitish whore, for his other brother. Was that a pimp? Was that pimping going on in the wilderness? Is this what Pi-Nahas Phinehas juked? And was it because that it was going on or that this one was so brazen to do it at this time, in this place, all right, and to defy the great? So it's both idolatry and immorality. We're going to have to define these terms. These are trespasses. These are offenses. These are actually capital offenses. We could call it treason. He committed treason, right? So Phinehas, by Nahas, he acted on behalf of Jah and Yahweh, truth and life, for his own sake or for I not all's sake. See, Jah recognized, he said, Phinehas was very zealous. He was very jealous for my sake. He acted on behalf of Jah, and he averted a great disaster. You see, because when something happened, Jah's going to judge it for real. But if ones and ones recognize, yo, this one, these things are getting us all in a bad situation, we better step up, right? We better step up. And notice the name, Phinehas. Phinehas. So Phinehas, he acted in a five-cycle way. Notice in the narrative, we do not hear a peep from Phinehas. But his name means mouth of brass, brazen mouth. But here, Phinehas, he acted. Instead, he spoke, even though speaking truth and right is important, especially in the Berit Chadasha, being Shoma Berit Chadasha, being keepers and observers of the covenant of the new, the renewed covenant, right, in the new and the living way that he has consecrated for I and I beyond the veil, that is to say his flesh, the flesh of our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's right. So here we have the situation. What's the situation here? Had it not been for Phinehas, had it not been for Phinehas's prompt action, here's an interesting area in Scripture where the prompt action, and even in a sense, the prompt and the violent action, right? So we're not endorsing just violence, so forth and so on. You know, don't get it, as they would say, honestly, don't get it twisted. but it's because of Phineas's prompt action in this situation. That if he had not, John would have destroyed, according to John's own words, right? John on the stand, so to speak, gives his own testimony, his own witness right here. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, Way daber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, Pinchas ben al-Azar ben Aharon ha-Kohen, Heshi et Hamati me'ol b'nei Yisrael. Phineas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon, Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away. What does Phineas do for I and I then, and principle and spirit and truth for I and I now? Heshib et hamati me'ol b'nei Yisrael. He hath turned my wrath. Et hamati, his ham. Right, so Phineas went ham, in a sense, on this Israelite prince, right, you know, who was committing open fuckery and immorality in the presence of he who be who we be, John people, and while they were repenting. This is right on the heels of the death, the plague, the naga. They got a real nigga. You talk about nigga. They got a nigga. They got smit. They got hit. And the people now recognize, you know, that was some bullshit we was in. We got to repent. We the survivors. So while they're seeking repentance, a change of mind, right? It's like this bumba clock, you know, came through one. There's like one dude was pimping for the next one. He brought this Midianite, this woo man, to his friend, right? I guess it's no fun unless your friend gets some. But what happened to that friend, right? What happened? Phineas turned the raft away. Right, away from the children of Israel, and that he was very jealous. He was very zealous. B'kenu et kina'ati b'tokam v'lo kiliti et b'nei Yisrael b'kina'ati in his kina. And the connection of the kina and the kana'a. This word is an interesting word. It both can mean, or at least translatively, the words like we have zealous. Zealous is just the zeal. Right? It's that zeal. Right? He has that zeal for his sake, for Phineas' sake. No, for he who be who he be sake. But really, the zeal for he who be who he be sake was for all of our sakes. That's what the children of Israel in the wilderness in this Torah portion reading and feeding. So this is a little build right here on the first reasonings based on the first words of this 41st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding right here. Pi-Nahas, Fi-Nahas, Fi-Fi, Pi-Pi, the mouth of the serpent, the brazen mouth. And because of that, what does John say? He says, wherefore, say this, because of what Phineas had done, wherefore, say, Lakain Amora, Hineni, Hineni, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. Hineni, notain lo, et b'riti shalom. The b'riti shalom, these are my covenant, b'riti. B'riti shalom. The b'rit, b'riti, my covenant, b'rit, b'riti shalom. Isn't this interesting? Phineas's prompt action, some could regard as being violent. They said, woo. They would have whooping sickness, whooping. It wasn't just a whooping, it was a deading. That had to be deaded on, and Phineas acted. Phineas wasn't told, hey, Phineas, why don't you? No, he knew. He recognized that this is the opportunity for us to repent, and this right here is just too much. This is just too much. We're going to go over those first 9 verses, right, previous, as we go further in this study, just so that ones and ones who might be just coming in and giving ear right here can really hear, get a groundation, right? Get a groundation so we can build. But the breakdown of the basics, right? The covenant of peace. The covenant or my covenant. He calls it my covenant. Bariti shalom. What is the bariti shalom, Habarim? Literally, my covenant peace. My covenant peace. Bariti shalom. Bariti shalom. Which is the equivalent of saying, my covenant. The covenant of peace. It constituted a promise, John's yea and amen of the divine protection. Because in spirit and truth, he followed the guidance and protection to Phineas. See, this covenant of peace was now to protect Phineas right, from the retail, the retaliation. Remember, this was a prince. It wasn't just an ordinary, just anybody. It was a prince in Israel. It was a big man, right? He was like a gang leader. This is like a gang leader, a big man in Israel, that Phinehas just grabbed the javelin and went up ahead and juked him through the him and her through the belly. To the belly, right, while they were doing the uckery that they were doing, right, in the sight, in the face of Moshe, in the face of the congregation, but most of all, in the face of Hashem, of Jehovah. So this constitutes the protection of, you know, the promise of divine protection to Phinehas from the avenging wrath of who? Of Zimri. So who was Zimri? Zimri's kinsmen. Remember that, you know, the blood, what do you call it, the blood avenger, Zimri's men? The Zimri's men. Now, Jah goes on to explain this is a covenant of everlasting priesthood as a reward for being zealous and having a zeal, having a true divine umph for her Elohim. Phinehas was promised an everlasting, an eternal priesthood, Kahuna. This was fulfilled. All right, this also is fulfilled because the latter high priest was said to be descendants of Phinehas, although Eleazar, some say, may have had other sons, but there's also... There's also the Ethiopian connection. So you can explore the Ethiopian connection, right? That warrior, you know, we can say that priest, warrior in a sense. Phinehas showed himself a warrior, but not just for war, right? But that zeal for Yahweh. And he rose up and did what had to be done. All right? So, Phi-Fi-Fo-Fum. I smell the smell of Zimri and a Ho-ish Midianitish woman, right? And Phinehas acted. So, what is the implication for us? What do we learn from this? Even the name is significant. The mouth, P, Nahas, Phi, the Phi and the Phi. I'd like to explore that as well. The mouth of the serpent, the brazen mouth, but also note, that in this Torah portion, what does Phinehas say? And who is speaking now on behalf of Phinehas's prompt, one could say violent in a sense, you know, but it's righteous. This was righteous. This was just. And why was it so just? Yes, I, Rastafari. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Looking forward, moving onward and upward. Take a Selah. A Selah here. Pause.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor. You see?
The occasion, look at yourself and say you're strong. No one can stop you, oh yeah. Rise to the occasion, go ahead, you know you're strong. No one can stop you.
It's for you to make the best in your life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal. It's alright.
Fulfill your needs and the wants.
You.
Some people read and meditate, others who scan to you. Some people are conscious about life, others are still panting you. Some people like strong drinks, so like champagne and brandy you. Babies love ice cream and cake and candy you. I love herbs and girls, words, roots, I'm a shanty you. Girls love clothes and shoes, girls to food brand new and a mean spanking you. Yes, we all need education because that's the damn thing you. All things fade, leaving it standing.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal. It's alright.
Fulfill your needs and the wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step.
perseverance, for the utmost best should be your preference. Tears of dread and silence is your evidence. Help those afar off, seek those in your residence. Oh yeah, yeah, good getting sentiments. Look at it with your clear conscience.
It's for you to make your best in the Lord. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step forward. You're going in the red. Fulfill your mission, boss. It's for you to make your best in the Lord. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step forward. You're going in the red.
Like no medicine, just to make a living. Thanks and praise to the King, ever living thanksgiving, yo. Need no distractions, stay focused because it now begins. Got to achieve your goals, I'm the soul vivid. No pride, no killing, no confusion. Life is so real, no time for disillusion. Just like mom would say, love is that solution. She making music, I'm a musician.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance, get up and step towards your goal, it's alright.
Fulfill your needs and wants.
You to make the best in the life. Now that you've got the chance.
Psalm 81.
Boker Yom HaMishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
Boker Yom HaMishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al hagetit la'asof haninu lelohim uze haru לאלוהי יעקב. סו זמרה ודנטוף כינו נעים אל נבל. תיקו וחורש שופע בכסה ליום חגה. כי חוך לישראל הוא משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שם בזד. על ועד מזרעים שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מסבל שיקום כפי מידוד תאבונה. בזרה קראת ואכל זה עם בסתר רעם איכן על מי אמריבה סלע. שמע עמי ועדה בא יזרעאל אם תשמלה לא יהיה ואל זר ולא תשתחווה לאל נכה. אנוכי יהוה אלוהי המעל מארץ מזרעים ההפה ועמלה. ולא שמע עמי לקולה ויזרעאל לא אבלה. ואשכחה בשרירות לבה יקום במועה זאת. לו עמי שומע לי יזרעאל בדרכי יחלקו. כמעט אוהבי אקניה ועל זורי אשיב ידי. מזנה יהוה יקחשו לו והיא איתה לעולם. ויעקילה מהלב חטא ומזור דבש אשבה.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth. You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who reveals Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the pour of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord cast them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah.
God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable.
Shem Av Wahabein Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force. Shema, and hear, Shema, 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 give ear and hear for the Revi'i, Aliyah, reading, and now for our offering up for this Shabbat, Tatin, Nachas, hear, picking up the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 27, and hear, Shema, give ear for the Revi'i, Aliyah, here, picking up with chapter 27, Numbers 27, at verse 6 for the fourth reading, offering up Aliyah here for this Shabbat Apin Nachas. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe Leimor, and Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe Leimor, saying, Kena benota telafahad, telofahada, dobrota naton. Titen alahem achuzata nachlata betok acheya abiyahem wa ha evarta eta nachlata abihen alahem. The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And thou shalt speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael, saying, If a man die and have no son, then ye all shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then ye all shall give his inheritance to his kinsman that is next to him in of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, a statute of judgment, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe, to prepare for death. Here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers 27, verse 12.
And the Yahweh said to Moshe, get thee up into this Mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered to Mikah, thy people, as Aharon Achika, thy brother, was gathered. For ye all rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation of the aggregation, to sanctify me, sanctify I at the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah in Kadesh, in the Midbar, the wilderness of Zin. Yehoshua appointed in Moshe's place. Verse 15. And Moshe spake to the Yahweh Yahweh, saying, let the Yahweh, the Elohe El of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, the aggregation, which who may go out before them, and which who may go in before them, and which who may lead them out, and which who may bring them in, that the congregation, the aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, take thee, Yehoshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is Haruach, the spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of Bnei Yisrael may be obedient. And he shall stand a lifnei Eleazar HaKohen, before Eleazar the priest, the Kohen, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim, lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the Bnei Yisrael with him, even all the congregation, even all the aggregation. And Moshe did as the Yahweh commanded him, and he took Yahushua, Joshua, and set him lifnei Eleazar HaKohen, before Eleazar the Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, and before all the congregation, the aggregation. And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moshe, by the hand of Moses. 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 Thank you.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Yisrael, here. And here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 28, the order of offerings, and here, for the Hamishi, Aliyah, the fifth, reading the fifth offering up, the fifth anaphora for this Shabbat, Pinchas, Shabbat, Afinchas, here. Vayadaberi Yahweh el Moshe leimor. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, command the children of Yisrael and say to them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifice is made by fire, a sweet savor to I. Shall ye all observe to offer to I in their due season. Ishaya reyach nihochi kisha merua le hakribalia be moedo. And thou shalt say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye all shall offer la Yahuwah to Jehovah, two lambs of the first year without spot day by day, for a continual itinual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, the boker, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at erev, in the evening, and a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. It is a continual itinual tamid olah burnt offering which was ordained in Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of an hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured la Yahuwah to Jehovah for a drink offering. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at evening, as the mincha, the meal offering of the boker of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two-tenths deals of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with oil, shemen, and the drink offering nesek thereof. This is the burnt offering, the olah of every Shabbat, every Sabbath, besides the continual, the itinual tamid, olah, continual burnt offering, and his nesach, his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months, of your moons, ye all shall offer a burnt offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three-tenths deals of flour for a mincha, a meal offering mingled with shemen oil for one bullock, and two-tenths deals of flour for a mincha, meal offering mingled with shemen with oil for one ram, and a several-tenths deal of flour mingled with shemen oil for a mincha, to one lamb for a burnt offering, olah of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire la Yahuwah to Jehovah. And their nesek, nesekim, their drink offerings, shall be half an hin of wine to a bullock, and the third part of an hin to a ram, and a fourth part of an hin to a lamb. This is the olah, burnt offering of every month, of every moon, chodesh, throughout the month, chodashim of the shana of the year. And one kid of the goats for a chatat, sin offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah shall be offered, besides the continual, the itin tamid olah, continual burnt offering, and his nesek, his drink offering.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
You see, you think, oh, how primitive, you know, how primitive these people were sacrificing to their God. It's like, you know, those people weren't stupid. And this is not primitive. Whatever it is, it's not primitive. It's sophisticated beyond belief because The idea, as I already pointed out, is that you could sacrifice something of value and that would have transcendent utility. And that is by no means an unsophisticated idea. In fact, it might be the greatest idea that human beings ever came up with. It's an answer to the problem that's put forward in the story of Adam and Eve, right? Because we became self-conscious, and then we discovered the future, and then we knew we were going to die, and then we knew we were vulnerable, and then we became ashamed, and then we developed the knowledge of good and evil, and then we got thrown out of paradise. It's like, that's a big problem. So what the hell are you going to do about it? Well, sacrifice. That's the hypothesis. Well, that's a hell of a hypothesis, man. That's what we're doing. You made plenty of sacrifices, even to sit in this theater, and many people made plenty of sacrifices to have a theater like this exist, and many people made sacrifices so that we could actually freely engage in the dialogue that we're engaging in a theater like this. And so it's like all of this is built on sacrifice, and sacrifice bloody well better work, because we do not have a better idea.
You really think it's easy being an artist, but you don't know the sacrifice we make. True. The journeys we take. That's why me I tell it straight. Never see the rise and the long side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star, but you never know that I come from far. The long journey and the tiring trip. When I'm on the road, love fills me up the ship. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big big show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price, I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a this your life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good good sight you will find. Go to the north and I go south. I go east west, so I'm all about doing my work, of course. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the place, and I just can't forget. Well, if at times I practice to bring my people sweet truth music. So I've got to work, I've got to pay the price, I've got to work, got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a day your life. Respect to the working class, you know you reap the benefits at last. Working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will see.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Well, if you take the animal and you burn it, then the smoke rises, and God is that which is above, and so God can detect the smoke, and then he can detect the quality of the offering. So that's the idea behind the offering, and it is archaic. It's not the way that modern people think about sacrifice, but I think about it psychologically as a developmental move towards full recognition of the idea, first of all, that work is a form of sacrifice and vice versa, and that because you sacrifice the present to the future at least, but you also sacrifice everything to your highest priority if you're not confused. And
then that brings up the question of what the highest priority should be and what the quality of the sacrifice should be. And the answer to that psychologically is it should be the highest possible quality sacrifice to the highest possible thing. Because otherwise you have to ask yourself, well, why would you bother doing it? So it's easy to dismiss these ideas of burnt offering as primitive superstition, but there's an idea behind them that's it's unbelievably deep and profound. And also the idea that life requires sacrifice to continue in its utmost form, and that the sacrifice should be voluntary, and that even it should extend in some sense, and has to the sacrifice of the innocent. I mean, that's an extremely profound and also very problematic idea, but it can't be just hand-waved away.
And there's a manner in which, if you take that fractally and you apply it to little things or to purposes in general, there's a manner in which the purpose will always know the quality of your sacrifice,
right?
Because what you do, the quality of what you do will attain or not the purpose.
Right.
But like, the world will hit you back. You can pretend with people, you can lie, you can deceive, but if you're trying to be a good basketball player
and you don't make the sacrifices,
yeah, you're not going to be a good basketball player.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, and that's another indication of the intrinsic logos of the world. And we also know this deeply, I would say, inside ourselves, because people know perfectly well that their conscience can torment them. And it is the case sometimes that people's conscience is overdeveloped and has this tyrannical superego element and will knock them down. But if your conscience is functioning well, basically what it does is indicate to you constantly that your sacrifices are either not of the right sort or they're not of the highest quality. And you call yourself out on that, right? And what's one of the things that's so odd about that is you can't, if you try to escape from that, it just makes it worse for you, and you know that, and you really can't escape from it, not except by abiding by it. You can fight it and all of that, and you can harden your heart and become even more determined in your willingness to make improper sacrifices, but you know perfectly well, I've never seen anyone that in some fundamental sense was deluded on that account. People know. They know. I could have tried harder.
By the way, is it your theory then, in light of all these days and that subject of sacrifice, do you feel that we are net losers religiously, morally, theologically, net gainers, or neither, having no more sacrificial system?
Well, I think we do still have a sacrificial system. I mean, I asked my students all the time in my Maps of Meaning class. A lot of them were children of first-generation immigrants, often Asian. I said, what did your parents sacrifice to come here? Well, it's like they knew exactly what that meant, and they knew exactly, generally, what they had sacrificed as well. And so we've spiritualized it in some sense, and partly what you see in the entire biblical corpus is the spiritualization,
agreed,
the psychologization of a sacrificial practice.
But very specifically, and I don't have an answer.
The fact that we don't act it out.
The actual carnal representation of sacrifice, is that a loss that we don't have?
It's a very
that?
Good question. I mean,
I
part of the question that Jonathan and I have been debating back and forth constantly is, and part of the question that this book raises is, to what degree does what's become abstract still need to be represented in image and action, right?
Right.
How much does it have to be ritualized?
Yeah.
And
but
the answer
is still,
we
don't
know.
I mean, in Jewish tradition, there is still, even though it's not a killing of an animal, there still is a ritualized aspect of the sacrifice. Is there some kind of giving, like giving money or giving something
Judaism, the Torah and Judaism later, are very concrete religions. It was even dismissed by some Christians in the Middle Ages as a carnal religion because it's so deeply embedded in life.
Mm-hmm.
The abstract is less important than the concrete in many ways in the Torah and in Judaism. But I'm asking this, I don't know if you know this, I'm sure Oz knows this, many, many religious Jews still pray daily for the restoration of the sacrificial system, that the temple be rebuilt, and specifically so that we can sacrifice again. And
there's no denying the drama of blood and death.
Right. So you would not dismiss that prayer as odd.
I tend not to dismiss anything that's extraordinarily peculiar out of hand, right? Because there's usually something lurking underneath it. But I mean, in Christianity, obviously, you still have a sacrifice.
Right. We participate in the sacrifice of Christ.
Right.
It's not a repeated sacrifice, isn't it?
It is a participation,
a perfect memory in the participation of the sacrifice of Christ.
It is an unusual period. AD 70 is when it disappeared, isn't it?
Right.
Destruction of the temple. And they shifted from the temple to the synagogue and from, if I understand it rightly, Dennis, from sacrifice
to prayer.
To prayer.
Right.
And I always wonder, how does prayer fill in for sacrifice?
Well, hopefully when you pray, you sacrifice your own tyrant,
atonement.
Right? Because that's it.
Well, partly what you're saying is,
I think if the prayer is proper, is you're saying, there's part of me that needs to go. There's part of me that I need to let go. There's part of me that needs to die, and it has to be given up to something higher. What part of it is of me has to go? And there's a contemplative aspect to that, and you look to the highest to help guide you in that. So there's a discriminating spirit within you that can help separate the chaff from the wheat, and the offering up of the chaff is the sacrificial gesture. And so that can be transformed into prayer. One of the things that Jung would say about that, for example, is that if you give up enough psychologically, you don't have to. You'll cut your losses in actuality. And, of course, that's sort of what thought's for, is right? So that you can get yourself straight. You can give it up in abstraction so you don't act out the pathology and then nothing dies in actuality. But that still means you have something to give up. And part of that repentance idea is a sacrificial notion. It's like, well, oh, that's what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a big part of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to hurt when that goes. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, but maybe you won't die. And then you offer it up as a sacrifice to something higher, because otherwise, why would you improve? Mm-hmm. And that discriminating spirit inside that judges what's in you that should be sacrificed, that wouldn't even exist unless it was existing in relationship to something higher, because there'd be nothing to serve as a judge.
And here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 51, the Hebrew sinner's prayer, coming forward, forward, forward.
Praise, perfect, blessed, Messiah, Messiah, Messiah.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart, and when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it. And I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two.
Yeah.
wish I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time, Lord, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrew.
Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Psalm 51.
מזמור נון א' למנצח מזמור לדוד, בבוא אליו נתן הנביא, כאשר בא אל בת שבע.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness.
חונני אלוהים כחסדך.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, my transgression, my transgression.
Kerov rachamecha mechefeshai.
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from my presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi Yagit Tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, I will not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy mount, 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 upon thy mount.
The upper room. The upper room.
So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here from the Shemona Esrei that comes from Psalm is found in Psalm 51, David, Dawid HaMelech's repentance prayer, prayer of repentance. In the Hebrew, it will be found in Psalms, the Hebrew Psalter, Book of Psalms, Mezmor Dawit. It will be found in Psalm 51 at the 17th verse, KJV. In the King James Version, this will be the 15th verse. So here in the Hebrew, and this is the opening introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tifatach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. My Lord Adonai. My sovereign, my master, Adonai, sifatai, my lips, tifatach, from fatach, petach, fitah, like the fitah neges, opening in that sense. Here, ancient, archaic, Afro-Shemitic root word. Here we have in the sense of tifatach, open, Adonai, sifatai, tifatach, ufi, and my mouth, fi, ufi, yagid, to declare, to Agada, to tell, Yagid, to tell, Ufi, Yagid, and my mouth, my fi, U, and fi, my mouth, Yagid will tell, Tehilateka, the eyes, Tehila, the eyes, Isis, Elilta, Ililililil, symbolically the Elilta, Halel, the Halel, Tehila, in this sense here, Tehilateka, Ka, the I male speaking directly to he who be, we be, so this introductory verse from the Amidah, from the standing prayer, the Amidah, also known as the Shemona 8, Esrei 10, the 18 benedictions, the 18 berkot, the 18 barakas. So here a couple of reasonings here from the Hebrew Psalm 51, verse 17, corresponding to King James Version, Psalm 51 at verse 15. But here, this verse, my Lord, my Adonai, open my lips, sifatai, tiftach, that my mouth may declare your praise, being brought out as that, so that, literally in the Hebrew is Adonai, sifatai, tiftach, ufi, and my mouth. But in a translative sense, so that my mouth, Adonai, open my lips, so that my mouth, and my mouth, ufi, yagid, tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell, Yagid, Tehilateka. This introductory verse of the Shemona Esrei, of the 18 benedictions, the 18 Berkot, Brakas, blessings, the Amidah, the standing prayer, this introductory verse is the key to effective and successful, prosperous, fruitful tefillah prayer, tehillah praise, Isis. Now, it is said not to have appeared in some of the older or original versions of the Amidah, there's some of old versions of the Amidah, the standing prayer, where this particular verse was not found, because it is said that in the earlier generations, even simple Judahites, they were capable of concentrating, focusing intensely on tefillatam, on their prayers, their tefillah, their prayers. However, with the passage of time, men and people, they began to pay less and less attention to Ha'el, to the power of the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, throughout the workday. And so they had to struggle. One had to struggle. Even nowadays, if we're honest, we can see that there's more of a struggle to focus our minds. They had to struggle to focus their minds on Him, on Ha Elohim, on the power of the true good, the true God, at tefillah time, at the Iowa for prayer, at prayer time. Therefore, the sages of the later times, seeing how this had crept in, had inserted this particular verse from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, as a special prayer to be able to pray. So here we have the opening, the introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka. My Adon, my Sovereign, Adonai, open, open the eye, open my lips, sifatai, tiftach, and my mouth, ufi yagid tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, my mouth will declare, will tell of thy eyes. So here, this is as a prayer to be able to pray and to focus. Although in the Amida, right, we may not interrupt between what's known as the Geula is the Braka, the blessing of redemption, of the Geula, redemption. Though we're not allowed and we don't interrupt between the Geula, the Braka, blessing of redemption, and Tefillah, the Isis, the Amida, the standing prayer, especially in the morning, this verse is not considered an interruption. Rather, since it is a crucial plea, there's a plea here, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka. This is a plea. O Lord, Adonai, Lord of His mercy, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, open my lips, Ufi, and my mouth, Yagid, Tehilateka. It's a prayer for concentration, a prayer for focus, and prayer. So we have a plea, a prayer-like plea from the Psalm, from Psalm 51, Hebraically, the 17th verse. KJV would be the 15th verse. But this plea here, this introductory verse, this is called right here, Tefillah Arikta, Arikta, Tefillah Arikta. What is Tefillah Arikta? Tefillah Arikta. A little Aramaic right here, here, here. This is an extension of the prayer, extension of the prayer. The Tefillah, prayer, Arikta, an extension of the prayer. A offering is what we have right here. This particular verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, it sets the time, the hour of prayer, and it reminds I and I that today, prayer, Tefillah, it replaces HaHekal, the Hekals, the tabernacle, the temple. Let me say the Hekal, speaking of the temple, particularly the second temple, 70 AD, there, Tefillah, it replaces HaHekal's sacrificial, the sacrifice offerings. It is taken from Psalm 51. In that psalm, David HaMelech, David the king, Negus David, he expresses his deep remorse, his penitence over Chato, over his uchery with Bathsheba, with Bathsheba. He laments and he pleads in the psalm, Adonai, open my lips that my mouth may declare thy praise. For thou, the eye, desire no offering, else I would give it. A burnt offering thou, the eye, do not favor. The offerings of Hilehim of the power are a broken spirit, a heart broken and crushed, O Elohim, you, the eye, will not despise. So here we have Psalm 51, verses 17 to 19. Adonai sefatai tiftach ufi yagi tehilateka ki lo tachpot zebach we etena ola lo tilze zivche Elohim ruach nishbara le nishbara we nidke Elohim lo tilze. O Adonai, open thou my lips. Sifatai tiftach, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell of thy praise, thy eyes, ufi yagi tehilateka, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, ki lo tachpot zebach, else would I give it, I would give it, ola lo tilteh, thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering, ola. Ola, burnt offering, holocaust offering, burnt offering, ola, lo tilzeh, the eye has no favor, no pleasure, no favor in the ola, in the burnt offering, ola, lo tilzeh, zibchei Elohim ruach, nishbara, lei, nishbara, we nidkeh, Elohim lo tilzeh. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit. Zibchei Elohim. Zibchei Elohim. Ruach. Spirit. Irit. Ruach. Nishapara, Nishapara, a broken Ruach, Ruach Nishapara, Ruach Nishapara, a broken Ruach, a broken iron. Leib Nishapara, Leib Nishapara, a broken heart, we need care, and contrite, and kind of crushed. Nidka, venidka, and crush. Lev nishapara, venidka, and crushed. Elohim, O power, thou that I wilt not despise. Lo tivze. Adonai, sifatai, tivtach, ufi, yagid, tihilatika. Ki aloa tachpotza, zebacha, we etena. Ola lo tivze. Zivche Elohim, Ruach Nishpara, Lev Nishpara, Wit Nidke, Elohim Lo Tivze. So here, these three lines right here, based on the Beis Yosef Tor Orachayim, 1:11, name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the purpose of prayer, the purpose of tefillah, is for man to stand in the presence, in the face, the perception of Ribon Shel HaOlamim, of the Master of the Universe, the Universal Master, and to recognize Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, the greatness, and man's insignificance. Alone, man is worthless. Alone, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elohim, Ha'Elohim's, only in Elohim do we discover self-worth. Gurmawi Nugus Nigan says that concerning man, and he says, although there's no perfection in humanity, Gurmawi Nugus Nigas, the King Messiah, Gurmawi Hadaslas, he says, although there is no perfection in humanity, this brings out the sense that alone, apart from Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, the power, the true good, the true God, man is worthless. Only in Ha'ilahim, the power, true good, true God, do we discover self-worth. This awareness, this humility is called a broken spirit and a crushed heart, a broken spirit and a crushed heart, the leib nishabar, the leib, a broken and a contrite, a broken and a contrite heart, leib nishabar, we need care. Now, one Rebbe, Kotzker Rebbe, had put it simply, pithily, and said, I have found nothing so perfect and complete as a humble, broken heart. So here this brings us to the sense, another reasoning brought out by this opening line, Adonai Sifatai, Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilat Teka. Rambam, Emuna Uvitachon, chapter 5, maintains that in the context of this verse, the term Sifatai, my lips, this is related to Sifat HaNahar, Sifat, right? This will be brought out as the river bank, the river lip, the lip of HaNahar, the Nahar, the Nile, the Nahar, the river bank, the Sifat HaNahar, the river bank, or the lip of the river, Sifat HaNahar. This is the barrier that confines the river to its narrow channel. Harav Mordecai Gifter had elaborated on this particular theme, saying that man's soul, man's psyche, she is restricted and stifled within the very narrow confines of his finite body. But when the human being stands in tefillah and prayer before the infinity of the Almighty, of his Maker, his eternal soul, she is aroused and she surges until she overflows the restrictive banks of the body. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. Again, Ani Lechozer. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. How wantonly he wastes every one of Ha'ilahim, of Elohim's gifts, and how irresponsibly he creates obstacles in the path that Ha'ilahim, that Elohim has cleared for him. The ultimate purpose of prayer is to remove these impediments, these psycho-spiritual impediments, and energize oneself in the presence of Bore Shali, of my creator, Fetari. I am inspired to make the following commitment to myself. Today is a fresh start. I will surpass all past performances. I cast aside those mental blocks, those emotional blocks, those mental blocks and emotional locks that I place in my own path. Today, I am a free man, exercising my divine gifts of completely free choice. I have an open mind and I unlock the chains of prejudice and preconceived notions. Today, I embark wholeheartedly, holistically upon the path of excellence, and I put the world on notice. Ein davar omer b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand the force of the human will. Ein davar omed b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand. Ain, no, davar. No, davar. Davar, like word or matter or thing. Word, matter, or thing. Ain, davar. Omed, omed, omed. No word, no matter, nothing. Omed, to stand. Bifne, 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 haratzon. In the face, before haratzon. Before the will. Before the will. Nothing can stand before the will. Ain, davar. Omed Bifnei Haratzon. Here on the Divine Ivine Dialogue. Let's look more right here, the Divine Ivine Dialogue. This is based on the opening words of the Amida of the Shemona Esrei, Adonai Sifatai, Tiftach Ufi Yagid Telateka, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Tzidkas HaTzadik. He had explained why we must pray for our lips. Why? Lamazet. Why must we pray for our lips? We must pray for our lips to be opened before we can commence prayer. Why? We must pray for our lips. We must pray for our lips to be opened before we can begin prayer. Ha'el, Ha'el, the omnipresent is everywhere. And yet, so to speak, he took a fragment of his spirit and embedded it within a human body. This is the human. This is the neshama. Hebraically also referred to as the soul, but here the neshama is like the breath, speaking of that breath of life, right? The life, you could say, of the soul. The sliver, as one can say, right? A fragment of Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, constantly yearns to reattach itself to the divine, the divine source. But the human body is a physical obstruction that interferes. However, at the times ordained for prayer, for tefillah, the supplicant, quote, strips his body away for his soul, according to one Rebbe Rabbeinu Jonah, so that the soul may embrace its source. Thus, like this, prayer is not so much man speaking to Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, to the Elohim. It is the Elohim, Ha'el, the Elohim, the power inside man speaking to Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, the power outside of man, completing, so to speak, the loop. Therefore, the introduction to prayer is a plea for Ha'elohim, the power to open our lips and remove all physical, physical impediments to the dialogue between the divine, the Ivine, within us, within I and I, and the Ivine, all around us, all around I and I. Furthermore, in one of the ancient teachings of Talmud Barakos 34b, it relates that the pious Rebbe Hanina ben Dosa had a clear indication whether his prayers were effective. And this is his indication. We share this right here. Quote, if my words flow smoothly and my mind is concentrated and clear, I am sure that tefillati, my prayer, was accepted. But if I stumble over my words and my mind is distracted or diverted, I know that tefillati, my prayer, was unacceptable. When prayer, tefillah, flows smoothly, it emanates from the soul, from the psyche. If one prays with difficulty, he or she is merely moving his lips, but his soul, his psyche, she remains silent, 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 silent. Silence.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar, upon thine altar, upon thine altar, upon thine altar.
I cast, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down so the spirit stop away against them that persecute me. Fear to my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am, I'ma tell it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my life, let me tell you my salvation.
Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, you have the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm is Mor Non Aleph, Nun Aleph, Non Aleph, Psalm L.I., Psalm 51, a penitent's cry. And here, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm. For the leader, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Here, Hebraically, verses 1 and 2. Lam natzeach mizmor le David, bebo elayo natan nahanabi, ka'asher ba il bat shava. For the leader, la menatzeach, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the menatzeach, mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis, a psalm, intonation, mizmor le David, a psalm of David, of David, of the well-beloved. La menatzeach mizmor le David. Bebo Elayo Natan Hanabi. When Nathan the prophet came to him, Bebo Elayo. Modern Hebrew, Bebo Elav Natan Hanavi. Here, ancient archaic Afro-Shemitic pointing, Bebo Elayo Natan Hanabi. When Nathan the prophet came to him, after he had gone into Bathsheba, Ka'asher ba il bat shava. When he had gone, in other words, literally in the Hebrew, when he had came, ba, go, to go, in that sense, to enter, to go. Ka'asher ba il bat daughter shava. Seven, daughter of the oath. Euphemistically, in a sense, daughter of the covenant, daughter of the seven, right? Bat, here pointed as Bat, related to the Bayit house, but here as Bat, daughter, il to Bat, Shava, Bat Shava. So here, verse 1 and verse 2. La menatzeach, mizmor le David, bebo elayo, natana hanabi, ka'asher ba, il bat Shava. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Zahu Shamar Hakatub. This is what scripture says. Zahu Shamar Hakatub. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Here. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Here. Mishle Shlomo. Here the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Mawet v'chayim biyad lashon. Mayet v'chayim biyad lashon. Death and life. Mawet. Death. Mawet. Modern Hebrew, enunciated as mavet. Maveta v'chayim biyad lashon. Here, archaic pointing, Afro-Semitic pointing. Mawet. Death. V'an. Chayim. Chayim. Life or lives. Chayim. Mawet v'chayim, death and life, to say lives, biyad, by way of, in, on, yad, the hand, yad, biyad, lashon, the tongue, lashon. Mawet v'chayim, biyad, lashon. Here being brought out, good and evil, life and death, and that which ruleth over them continually, itinually, is the tongue. Ecclesiasticus, we have 37, verse 18, as a point of reference, cautious speech may preserve life, as rash talk can imperil it. The direct of the Hebrew here is mawet v'chayim, death and lives, biyad, in the hand, lashon, or in the hand of the tongue. So power here is brought out as Yad, the Yad, the hand. Learn to read the sign language, the Hebrew hieroglyphs, so to speak, right? The Hebrew hieroglyphs, learning to read the sign language. So death and life are in the hand, to say the power, the doing, the working, the Yad Lashon. Mawet v'chayi, the Yad Lashon. That is to say, a man's tongue, a man's Lashon, can bring him to dwell in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. For what brought David into the Olam Haba? What brought David into the world to come? The tongue, HaLashon, the tongue in his mouth, b'fiyo, that said, I have sinned, I have upped up. As is said even in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, where it reads, and David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And here, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, full of the verse. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, Yahweh, Jehovah also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Vayomer David el Nathan, Chatati la Yahweh. Chatati la Yahweh. My uckery, my sin, my falling short, my missing the mark. Chatati la Yahweh. To he who be who he be. I have sinned against he who be who he be. Vayomer Nathan. And Nathan said, El David to David, Gam Yahuwah, He Ebir Chatatika Lo Tamut. And Nathan said to David, Yahuwah, Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah, He Ebir Chatatika, thou shalt not die. Lo Tamut, Lo Tamut. So, what brought David? Into the Olam Haba, into the world to come, HaLashon, b'fiyo, the tongue in his mouth that said, I have sinned, I have ucked up, I have sinned. Chatati la Yahuwah, against Jehovah, missed the mark, for he who be who he be. Chatati la Yahuwah, I have sinned against Jehovah. David was in darkness, disillumination, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Holy One, blessed be He, Holy One, prospered be He, increased be He, kindled light, illumination for Him, as David said, even in Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 29, Thou dost kindle my lamp, the eye does kindle my lamp. Kiata tamir neri, for the eye, kiata, for the eye, kiata. Tair, to kindle, to light, for the eye does light my lamp. Thou dost kindle my lamp, thou dost light my lamp. Kiata, Tair Neri, Kiata, Tair Neri. Again, the verse, even in Psalm 112, Hebraically, the fourth verse, that reads, In the darkness shine a light because of upright deeds. In the darkness, the disillumination, shine and illumination, a light, because of upright deeds. Here, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, the 112th Psalm, here, he breaks the fourth verse right here. Zarach ba choshek, or la yasharim, to the upright, la yasharim, la yasharim, to the upright ones, the yasharim, la yasharim, he shineth as a light in the darkness. Zarach. Zarach, he rises up, Zarach, like the sun rise, like the sunshine, the illumination of the Zarach, Ba Choshek, he shineth, Ba in on Choshek, the darkness, the disillumination, or a light, Laisharim, for the upright ones, Zarach Ba Choshek, or Laisharim. So here, in the darkness, shine a light, or because of Yesharim, upright deeds. This means here that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, increased, prospered be He. I beg thee, look back upon the uprightness of this Ben Yisrael, of this son of Yisrael. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo, Solomon, according to the words of 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14, If thou wilt walk in my ways, as thy father David did walk, If thou the eye wilt walk, wilt trod, wilt yard in my ways, as thy father, as your father David, did walk, did trod, did yard. Weim teleka bia derakaya, lishmor hukaya ua mitzvotaya, kasher halaka David avika, weha arakatiya eta yameka. Full of verse here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. And if thou wilt walk, if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, we'im telek bi derakaya lishmor chukai u mitzotai, as thy father David did walk, ka'asher halaka David avika, then I will lengthen thy days. With ha arakati eta yameka. Weim ateleka bia derakaya lishmor hukai u mitzotai. Ka'asher halaka David avika. With ha arakati eta yameka. So here, indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo Solomon, weim teleka bia derakaya. Lishmor hukai umitzotai k'asher halaka David abika we ha'arakti et yameka. If thou wilt walk in my ways, we'im telek bi derakai. If the eye will walk, we'im telek bi derakai in my ways, as thy father David did walk, did try, did yard, k'asher halak. David Abika. And do not look back upon that hour when I stumbled before thee. So too David said, according to today's daily psalm, here, Mizmor Nun Aleph, Psalm 51, Hebraically verse 11, David said, hide thy face from my sin, hide thy face from my uckery, hide thy face from my sin, my falling short, my missing the mark, my fukuri, hide thy face. Hasatir paneka me chatai, from my sin, my missing the mark, my falling short, my missing the mark, hide. Hastir, paneka, thy face, thy perception, me from chatai. Hastir panika mechatai. As soon as Nathan said to David, according to the words of 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13, Yahuwah, Jehovah, also hath put away thy sin. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, also has put away thy sin, thy uckery, thy missing of the mark. Gam Yahuwah, he'ebir chatatika. He who he be also. Gam Yahuwah, he'ebir chatatika. David thereat composed this psalm, this mizmor, this chant, to him who lets himself be won over, la menatzeach, to the chief musician, to the leader, Hebraically, menatzeach, to the overcomer, to him, la menatzeach, to him who allows himself to be won over, la menatzeach, a psalm of David, a psalm of David, mizmor le David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, bebo elayo, Nathan hanabi, ka'asher ba el Bathsheba. Here, midrash note. So here, midrash, a study note right here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Aleph. Here, usually, this part that is brought out here in the study note, La Menatzeach, is usually rendered as for the leader on the KJV Bible as to the chief musician, La Menatzeach. But from the Hebrew, it can be brought out, the Menatzeach, La to Menatzeach, to the one who allows himself to be won over, to the overcomer, La Menatzeach. For more, confer right on the above Midrash on Psalm 4.6. Hear, today's daily psalm. La menatzeach, to him who allows himself to be won over, to the overcomer, a chant, Isis, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bat Sheba, after he had gone into the daughter of the oath, the daughter of the seven. Lamnat Yah Mizmor Ledawi, Vibo Layo, Natana Hanabi, Ka'ashar Ba, Il Bat Sheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Here, today's psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 51, Hebraically here. We have the third verse, Hebraically right here, according to the Hebrew. First numbering note is different because the first two verses, right, are the superscription. So here, Hebraically, the verse that reads, have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy loving kindness. Chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka, chaneni, be gracious to I, shohanna, chaneni, some enunciate as choneni Elohim, ke chasedeka, according to thy chesed, chasedeka, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy mercy, chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka. With whom may David be compared? With a man who had a wound on his hand and came to a physician. The physician, the Hakim, the wise, the physician, said, quote, thou canst not have treatment. The wound is large, but the money in thy hand is little. The man said, I beg thee, take all the money that I have here, and as for the rest, may it come from thee. Have mercy on me, chaneni, have compassion up on me, end quote. So too, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the set apart one, blessed be he, prospered be he, have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to thy loving kindness, chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka, chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka. Thou art compassionate. According to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. Here, fuller part of the verse right here. According to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. Korov rachmeka meche fisha'i. According to the multitude of thy compassions, korov, robe, enoughness as enoughness. According to the multitude, k'ro, rachmeka, meche, blot out, meche, fishai, my transgressions. K'ro, rachmeka, meche, fishai. Thou hast already shown I, much, enough mercy. David also said, make passing great thy mercies, O thou that savest them that take refuge in thee, in the eye. Even here in Psalm 17, verse 7, David also said, make passing great thy mercies, O thou the eye that savest them that take refuge in thee, those who take refuge in the eye. Hafle ha-sadeka moshi'ah chosin miyamita komimima biyamineka. For the verse here, make passing great thy mercies, O thou that savest by thy right hand from assailants, them that take refuge in thee. Hafle chasadeka moshi'ah chosin miyamita komimim biyamineka. Healing comes from thee, from the eye, because the wound is large. Lay on a large poultice for me, for I. As is said even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Aleph, Psalm 51, here the Dalet, the fourth verse Hebraically that reads, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Wash I thoroughly from mine iniquity, from mine antiquity, from my moral perversion. And here the Ketib, what is written, we have Harbe, Kabiseni Me Onni. We have also the Kare, Hereba, Kabiseni Me Onni. Modern Hebrew, Harbe, Hereb, Kabiseni Me Ivoni. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Me Onni, Me Ivoni, from my moral perversity. Hence, here you learn that every man, every mind who commits a transgression is as unclean as though he had touched a dead body and must be purified with hyssop. So too David, so too David said, even here today's psalm, Mizmor Non Aleph, here in the 8th, the 9th verse, Hebraically he says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Purge me, purge I with hyssop and I shall be clean. Purge me, purge I. I shall be tahar. We et tahar. Tichateniya bezoba. We et tahar. Did David actually fall into uncleanness? Did he actually fall into uncleanness? Midrash. Study note right here. Connected with the question, did David actually fall into uncleanness? Here, the Midrash note. We are purging with hyssop is required. So this question is in a response to what David says when he says, Techateni be'ezoba we'etahar. Where he says, purge I with hyssop we'etahar, and I shall be clean. So the question, did David actually fall into uncleanness? Because purging with ezob, ve'ezob, be'ezob, with ezob, with hyssop, which is called ezob, this is what is required according to HaTorah. So here, question again. Did David actually fall into uncleanness? No. But into an iniquity, an avon, iniquity, a moral perversion, whereby his soul, nafsho, his soul, she, was wounded to mavet. So no, David didn't actually fall into uncleanness, but into an iniquity, an avon, aon. Right, a moral perversity, whereby his soul, nafsho, she was wounded to mavet, to death. Thus, also in another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, he said, My heart is wounded to death within me. Here, in Psalm 109, the 109th psalm, at the 22nd verse. That reads like this, here, full of verse, for I am poor and needy. Ki ani we ebion anoki. Ki ani. I am ani. I am poor. Ki ani. I am poor. We ebion. Ebion. Also another word for poor, needy, the ebionites. We ebion anoki. For poor, ani, we ebion and needy, anoki. Will it be halala bi karbi, and my heart is wounded. Will libi, and my heart halal, wounded, perforated to say almost like punctured, like a hole. Halal. Will libi halal bi Kirbi, within me, in the innermost of me, bikirbi, with libi halal bikirbi. Hence, here you learn that every man who knows that he has sinned, that he has ucked up, and prays because of chato, his uckery, his fukery, and is in fear, in reverence because of it, and holds converse about it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One, blessed be He, with the Isle One, the Set Apart One, prospered, increased be He, Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgives. But of every man who sins, who ucks up, and then tramples his sin, his uckery, HaKheta, underfoot, so as to get it out of his sight, of Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, demands requital. And the verse, even from Psalm 49, Hebraically verse 6, wherefore should I fear in the days of evil? Because the iniquity, the moral perversities of my heels compasseth me about, encircleth me about. Wherefore should I fear? Lamaira bime ra'a e'ona ikevaya yesubeni. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil? Why? Lama. Why should I fear? Lamaira. Lamaira. Why should I fear? Lamaira. In the days of evil. Bime ra'a. Bime ra'a. In the days of evil, of hurt, of ill, of unkindness, why should I fear? When the iniquity of my supplanters, e'on ikavai, e'on ikavai, ikavai, akev, ekev, ikev, e'on ikavai, the iniquity, the moral perversity of my supplanters, yisubei ni, yisubei ani, compassive, encircleth, I, yisubei ni, yisubei ani. Lamaira bime ra'a e'ona ikelai yisubeni. This refers to those who would, with their heels, with their ikev, ekev, ikev, with their heels trample their e'on, their avon, avon, out of sight. Lamaira bime ra'a e'ona ikevaya yisubeni. This here referring to those who would, with their heels trample their iniquity, their moral perversity, out of sight. But the mashal, the parable, the proverb, the allegory, the parable, the mashal, it tells Einai, the scorpion who fells the camel merely by stinging him in the heel says, quote, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. Hear, hear, hear. What does the mashal, what does the parable, the proverb, the allegory tell us? It tells Einai that the scorpion who fells the camel merely by stinging him in the heel says, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. And here, here, Midrashno, one on the scorpion who fells, or who slays. So another reading of this on the Midrashno, the parable that tells us that the scorpion who fells, or the scorpion who slays the camel merely by stinging him in the heel says, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. So here, here for next Midrash note right here. So Padua ad loka and Zayita Ra'anin on the Yalkut ad loka. So Buba's emendation of the Nikat, right? It seems to make better sense, particularly sense of Shuf, the Hebrew Shuf. It means to trample rather than to sting. So the translation would then be a scorpion stung a camel in the foot and the camel trampled him under his heel. Just before he expired, the scorpion said, thou hast slain me, but by thy life, my poison will yet rise to the crown of thy head and slay thee also. Hear, hear for Midrash note on this section. Once again, the translation alternative would then be that a scorpion stung a camel in the foot, and the camel trampled him under his heel. Just before he expired, the scorpion said, thou hast slain me, but by thy life, my poison will yet rise to the crown of thy head and slay thee also. Just so, every man who tries to get his iniquity, his moral perversity, out of his sight, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punishes. Every man who tries to get his iniquity out of his sight, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punishes. But every mind who is afraid of it, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgives. Hence, hear, even in today's psalm in Mizmor Non Aleph, Psalm 51, he breaks with the fifth verse. It is said, I know my transgressions, and my sin, my uckery, is ever before me, is ever before I. Ki fisha'ai ani eda'a. For I know my transgressions. Ki fisha'ai. Ani eda. I know, I'm cognizant. Where chatati negdi tamid. And my sin, my uckery, where chatati. My missing the mark, chatati. My uckery, my sin, where chatati. Negdi, opposed to me. To say before me, opposed to me, right? Before me, tamid. Always, continually, itinually. Ki fisha'ai ani eda. We chatatiya nekdi tamid.
for thee only, have I sinned, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest. Hear today's Psalm 51, Mizmor Non Aleph. Here, the sixth verse, the vav verse right here. For thee only, have I sinned, have I ucked up, that I mayest be justified when thou speakest. Lecha, levadecha, chatayati, against thee only have I sinned. Lecha, levadecha, chatayati, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest. Le ma'an, titzadak, bit davreka, when the I speakest, bit davreka. Against thee only have I sinned. Lecha, libadecha, chatati, that thou mayest be justified, mayest be righteous. Le ma'an, titzadak, when thou speakest, bit davreka. To whom may David be likened, may be compared, may be likened? To a man who broke a limb and came to a physician. The physician marveled and said, quote, how great is thy break? I am much distressed on thy account. The man with the broken limb said, art thou distressed on my account? Was not my limb broken for thy sake, since the fee is to be thine? Again, to whom may David be likened, be compared? David may be compared to a man who broke a limb and came to a physician. The physician, he marveled and said, how great is thy break? I am much distressed on thy account. The man with the broken limb said, art thou distressed on my account? Was not my limb broken for thy sake, since the fee is to be thine? Just so, David said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, the set apart one, prospered be he. For thee I only have I sinned. Lika, libadeka, chatati. Lika, to the eye, for the eye, male. Libadeka. For the eye only, for only the eye. Lika, libadeka, for the eye only. Chatati, have I missed the mark, have I upped up? Shouldest thou receive me, Kabbalah me, receive me, then if thou sayest to transgressors, wherefore have y'all not repented, not had a change of heart, a change of mind? Wherefore, why? Lama, why have y'all not repented? All transgressors will submit to thee, to the eye, for all of them will behold me, and I shall surely, I will for sure enough, I will be a witness, I will testify that thou receivest, Kabbalah, receivest the penitent, the repentant. Hence, here, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, here the Holy One, blessed be he, the set apart, the sanctified one, prospered, increased be he, said, even in Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 4, behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples. Hain Eda Lumim Netatio Nagid Ua Mitzawe Lumim. Here the fuller verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 55, verse 4. Behold, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Hain, behold, Hain, Ada, witness, Lil Meem, to the people, to the peoples, Lil Meem. Natatio, I have given him, Nagid, a leader, Ua Mitzawe, and a commander, Lil Meem, to the peoples. Hain, Eda, Lumim, Natatio, modern Hebrew, Natativ, but here, ancient pointing, Natatio. Hain, Eda, Lumim, Netatio, Nagid, Ua, Mitzawe, Lumim. Look, behold, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. and Ha'el, Ha'el, Almighty, Ha'elahim, gave as a witness not only me, not only I, Dawid, but called Yisrael, but all Yisrael. Since it is said even in Yeshayah, Isaiah, Esaias, chapter 43, verse 10, ye y'all, you all, y'all are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen. Atem Adai Nuum Yahuwah We Abdi Hashara Ba Harti Limana Tedua We Taminuli We Tabinuki Ani Hu Le Fanai Lo Notar El We Achrai Lo Yehye. Here, full of verse, ye y'all are my witnesses, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye that y'all may know and believe I and credit I and believe I and understand, overstand that he, before me, there was no El, there was no El, there was no God, no power, no God form, neither shall there be after me. Hear. Atem. Adai Nuum Yahuwah We Abdi Ashara Baharti Lim Anna Tedu We Taminu Li We Tabinu Ki Ani Hu Le Fanai Lo Notar El We Achrai Lo Yehye. Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem gave as a witness not only me, not only I, Dawid, but called Yisrael, but Israel hulu, but all Israel, since it is said, Atem, ye y'all, Adai, my witnesses. Atem, Adai, y'all, my witnesses. Neum, Yahuwah, the oracle. Neum, Yahuwah, the oracle of he who be, we be. And my servant, we abdi, and my servant, whom I have chosen. Asher Bacharti. Atem Adai Nuum Yahuwah We Abdi Asher Bacharti.